I wish you God's blessings on our worship this morning. Let us bow our heads and begin with an opening prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you first off for who you are, a God that loves us to no end, a God that reaches out to us no matter how far we've fallen off the tracks. Lord, today, touch us with your grace once again, and let us know that your love is for us no matter what. We pray in this brief time together that you would strengthen us in that grace. We pray this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We begin with a few words about our worship here this morning based on Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
One thing have I asked of the Lord that I will seek after.
That I should dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord. The paths of God begin with an honest evaluation of ourselves. God is our light, but often it has been the dark paths of sin that we have chosen to travel. During this moment of silence, we reflect upon our need for God's help. We confess, Lord, you have called us to follow you. Instead of following you, we have gone different ways. Forgive us this day for the times that we have intentionally wandered away from the paths you would like us to go. Forgive us, too, for those times that we have unintentionally wandered, causing harm to ourselves and to others. Give us a new heart with your forgiveness. Continue to shine your light in our lives. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. God is rich in mercy and is always generous with forgiveness. Receive God's light today through the forgiveness of your sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by Jesus' authority, I declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise for our opening hymn that we'll sing twice through.